In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now that Shakespeare's rep has taken a hit, who will be the next revered figure to fall? But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And the National Association of Realtors, an advocate for homeownership. More at houselogic.com/homeownership. Ally Bank, who believes intelligent news and knowledgeable customer service should be available around the clock. Learn more at allybank.com. Lindemood Bell Learning Centers, providing innovative programs for reading, comprehension, and math, online at lindemoodbell.com. And RDO, a digital music service, allowing listeners to discover millions of songs and listen everywhere. RDIO.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Let's Get Them Berman, Benevolent Overlord, and Rhythmic Sea Lion. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler James Green. Our intern is Miles. I see a red Dornbos, and I want to paint it black. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Special thanks to the crew at the Coronado Performing Arts Center in Rockford. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now panel, who is the next revered figure to take a blow to his or her reputation? Brian Babylon.
All right, Abe Lincoln owned slaves, a lot of them.
Oh, that would be bad. That would be bad. Roxanne Roberts.
None of her lovers would tell her, but Catherine the Great wasn't.
And Peter Gross.
We'll discover that NPR personality Robert Siegel has, in actuality, only been considering some things.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Brian Babylon, Roxanne Roberts, and Peter Gross. Thanks to everyone at WNIJ and our great audience here in Rockford, Illinois. Thanks to you all for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.